In Parshas Lech Lecha, in Pasuk Chav Aleph, Vayomer Melech Sedom El Avram, the Melech Sedom said to Avram, Tein li hanefesh v'haruchush kach lo. Give me the people and you can keep the goods, you can keep the booty. Which is usually the way, you know, after a war you get the booty. So, Vayomer Avram El Melech Sedom, Havi Mozi Yadi, I have lifted my hand in an oath in the God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. In Michut V'Atzroch now, not a thread nor a shoelace I will not take. V'Mekak Mikol HaShalach V'Losomar, I don't want you to say, or anyone to say, I've made Avram rich. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except Beladai, what the young men have eaten, and the portion of men who went with me, Aner Eshko Mamre, let them take their share. So we see the famous statement that Avram told Melech Sedom, I'm not taking anything from you because I don't want you to say. Of course, it's another question we're not going into now, but why, in the other instance, he did take gifts. But so let's discuss here. He didn't take any gifts. I don't want. And to the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Peites Amud Aleph says, we derive halachas, or we derive different schus of mitzvahs. It says, what did we learn out? He says, I won't take michut ve'atzrocha now, a thread. So what thread? Because of his schus, Avram not taking even a chut, i.e. a thread, him and his descendants was zocha to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and as well as troch now, the shoe strap, the mitzvah of tefillin, and tzchus of Avraham not taking the spoils, we were zocha to the mitzvah of talis and tefillin. That's the Gemara in Chulin. So it's mashma from, and in fact, the beautiful Meshach Chochma points out, there's a Gemara in Brachas on Avchof Amon Beis, which talks about who instituted tefillah. So one opinion is it was the Avos. Another opinion is it's connected Karbana. So regarding the opinion of the Avos, so it says, Vayash came Avram Aboker, it says Avram Chacharis, Yitzchak Mincha Yaakov Meirav. So the Meshech Chochma makes a beautiful observation. He says, Yaakov, Avram instituted Chacharis. So why is it, he wants to know, we don't wear talis and fill in a mincha. Okay, Meirav, you could say maybe it's not the zman. But why don't we wear tefillin and talis and mincha? Why is the minig a chacharis? So that's what the Meshach Chochma says, because chacharis is Avram's tefillah. It's Avram's tefillah, so it's talis and tefillin. And as well, that's what we say also, the minig of saying Adon Olam at chacharis. That God, you are the master of the universe. So that's Avram. He was the one who spread ethical monotheism to the world. So, either way, what do we see from the Gemara and Chulin? That it was, where did the mitzvah of tzitzis originate? It originated from the fact that Avraham, historically speaking, of course it was given at Sinai, but historically speaking, because Avram refused to take any of the booty and michut, it was zocha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, we have another chazal which seems to contradict this. Because at the end of Noach, Parshas Noach, we know the incident that what happened to Noach. So it says, V'yikach Shem, es asimla. So Shem came and covered up his father after the terrible act against him. So Rashi, yes, it should have said Vayichu, because it wasn't the shame Yefes did it also. So why is it only Vayikach? Because it says, because it was shame, it was the originator, And Yefes wasn't going to do anything, but he wasn't, but how is he going to look? My brother's doing everything, I'm doing nothing, so he joined in. So, but what do we see? So what does the Chazal say? So Chazal say, that's why they were both rewarded differently. It says, in the merit of what Shame did with the Beged, he covered up his father. He was Zocha to the mitzvah of Sitzis. You know, Beged shall Sitzis. And Yefes, he was Zocha, whatever it is, they talk about Kfura. But, so the point being is, we have an apparent contradiction from this Chazal. It looks like Sitzis originated from Shame. And from the Gemara in Chulin, it comes from Avram. So how do we reconcile the two? So Rav Soloveitchik, one of his famous pieces, Ethics versus Etiquette, he wants to make a distinction between the two parts to the mitzvah of Sitzis. Two parts to the Beged of Sitzis is the Beged, the four-quartered garment, and then there's the strings, the threads, the mitzvah of Sitzis. So he says it's very fitting. Shame, the Beged, because that's what Shame did. He covered up his father with the blanket, with the cover. So therefore he's Zocha to the Beged. Because of him we have the Beged is Keneged Shame's act. And the Tzitzit, Michut, the threads, that is Avraham. That's how he wanted to explain that the Beged is from Shame, and the Sitzis are from others. And therefore he goes into, how is that Mida Keneged Mida? Ethics versus etiquette, he says. Because Yefes, Greek, you know, they're into etiquette, that things look good, beautiful. Things on the outside. So, but Shame, that's etiquette. That means when people are looking, when you're in a public sphere, you have to act a certain way. Instead of eating with your hands, you eat with a knife and fork. You'll dress a certain way. That's what Yefes is. But Shame, he was ethic. Ethics means it doesn't make a difference where people are looking, not looking. You have integrity. A yid is erlich. You're in integrity. So therefore, sefer hayashar. So therefore, the Beged, so the Salvation explained, there are different shittas in the Achronim, Rishonim, about how you wear your sitzis. Some say you put it, you wear the Beged over your shirt. There's the stories of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that stories, pictures of him in the Catskills with his big talus katan on. And then you have others who say the Vadi Yosef based on Pikaboa, that you wear your sitzis in. And then the minig, the we'll focus on the Magen Avraham, that you wear your beged in, but your sitzis out. That's the minig in many yeshivas. So he says, what's the pshat? The beged in, sitzis out. So he said, because the beged, that's ethics, privacy, Shame. He did the right thing no matter what. So you're wearing, no one has to know you're wearing sitzis. You're going to do the right thing, even if it's hidden under your garment. So that represents Shame. But the sitzis, when it was Avram came along from Avram to Avram, he was Avram on Agayim, he was Adon Olam. He's the one who spread ethical monotheism to the world. Avram was a much more public figure. So the private part of the mitzvah of sitzis, that goes to Shame, that's the beged. But the public aspect of the sitzis that show out, that's Avraham spreading ethical monotheism and making a Kiddush Hashem. So that's the Rav's distinction between the, he's talking about the talus katan, the beged, versus the sitzis. Perhaps we could suggest along similar lines, just a little different, is, or you could, perhaps you could say they're referring to, one's referring to the talus katan, and one is referring to the regular Talis, the Talis Katan. Talis Katan, as Rav Soloveitchik explained, so that's underneath, you wear it under your clothes, so that's shame. Ethics, you're doing the right thing, whether anyone's looking, no one's looking, you're in Times Square, or you're home. But Avraham is usually the one on public display, making a Kiddush Hashem all the time. So therefore, what's our minig? The minig is, we know at an Ufraf, the minig that the cousin gets a bracha on the Ufraf, and then he gets another bracha on Sheva bracha. So what's the pshat? So the commentators explain, because he's making a transformation, a status change from the Ufraf. He's a yachid. He's basically more of a private individual. And then once he becomes married, that's our minig, even though for the Svaradim it's 13, but we have a remiss to that because it says Gedilam Tasech Lo, Gedilam, the mitzvah of sins is right next to Kiyikach Ish Isha, the mitzvah of marriage. So therefore, we wear a talis when we get married. And that's where we get a bracha, Sheva bracha, to show now you're a public figure, now you have a change of status. So that's what perhaps talis kata refers to, shame. And talis gado, which is in the public and everyone's going to see it, so that's referring to it, Avram. So to summarize, we had an apparent contradiction with the Gemara and Chulin. We see in the merit of Avram not taking from the booty, he was zocha to the mitzvah of sittis. Yet we know it's because what shame did to Noach, to stop the embarrassment, covering him up, he was zocha to the mitzvah of sittis. Rav Soloveitchik explained, the beged is ethics versus yefes, but shame versus yefes, and therefore he did the right thing, even if no one could see. That's symbolized by the beged of the talis cotton under your shirt. And the strings represent Avram, who's making a Kiddush Hashem publicly, or we could say it's the Talis Katan, which is shame, and the Talis Gado, which refers to Avram Avinu, because of the strings.